this morning. And let's just give our undivided attention to the Word of God today.
After that talk about playing in G, I'm going to go to D. Praise God. I've had a special request. And I don't usually have many special requests, so I want to do a special request when I have one. I need you to know a little bit behind this special request, and most of you do know, that my first wife died of cancer, and the Lord had blessed me with a beautiful lady, amen, and she finally ran till she caught me, praise God. Well, truth is, it was the other way around. But it's been a long time since I had courted, and y'all going to help me now. I mean, this ain't a bit spiritual than nothing, praise God. But I'd been a long time since I'd courted. You know, I'd been 28 years, almost 29, and almost 30 years since I'd done any courting. Praise God. And I forgot how. Hallelujah. And she'd never courted, so she didn't know how either. So I finally talked her into coming down to where I pastored at the time. She sat through both services, and that was remarkable about itself. And I knew she was the one. Praise God. But after the service was over, I had an old Toyota Corolla, and that old Toyota Corolla, the rims were bent, or the tire, the cords were warped in the tires or something, and I couldn't get over like 30 or 35 miles per hour down the highway. I mean, that thing, it would walk you off the road, praise God. And so after the service that night, I took her out on my first date. And I put her in that old Toyota Corolla and had two car seats in the back and McDonald's wrappers from where the grandkids had been, praise God. Now, most of you ladies, you young girls, you're waiting on a knight in shining armor to ride in on a white horse, praise God. And I'm sure that's what my wife was hoping for, too. But she got a grandpa riding in on a Corolla. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I picked her up. I wanted to take her to somewhere really fancy, but I couldn't get there because the car was too bad a shape. And so we wobbled on down to the Taco Bell. Hallelujah. And our first date was there in the Taco Bell. And they had Pepsi products. That's a good thing. Me and her were so nervous we couldn't eat. So we sat there over a Pepsi and we stared at one another. Hallelujah. It was so romantic. Glory to God. She's been my companion almost 10 years. And I love Dagger Vader. And she, when she gets embarrassed, she looks like Kool-Aid filling up in a glass. Praise God. But I was sitting around one day and I thought I'd express my love for her. And this is good for all fat people in the world, too. Hallelujah. Brother L.D. Savage offered me $5 to sing this one time in a revival meeting. I sang it, and I ain't never seen the $5 yet. Hallelujah. No, I'm just kidding you. Praise God. Darling, I love you more than Jif peanut butter. No one is ever as smooth as you. You know, you say a choosy mother choose Jif. Well, darling, I sure chose right when I chose you. You make me feel just like Welch's grape jelly. We're together. It's just meant to be. Now the world can tell of its great love stories, but darling, ours is sure high calories. Praise God. Now you can blame Jason Turner for that. Praise God. Glory to God. I'm gonna pray if I pray by myself. I'm gonna stand if I have to stand alone. It'll be cheap at any price just to make it to glory. I'm gonna go. I'm going anywhere. I'm gonna pray if I pray by myself. I'm gonna stand if I have to stand alone. It'll be cheap at any price just to make it to glory. If you wanna go, I'm going anyway. Well, like an army, we're marching toward heaven. It'd be best if together we stand. But yonder in that valley where it leads, you wanna go? I'm going anyway. I'm gonna pray. If I pray by myself, come on, help me. I'm gonna stand if I have to stand alone. It'll be cheap at any price just to make it to glory. If you wanna go, I'm going anyway. I'm gonna pray if I pray by myself. I'm gonna stand if I have to stand alone. It'll be cheap at any price just to make it to glory. If you wanna go, I'm going anyway. Well, sometimes I'm climbing Jacob's ladder, and sometimes I'm in the valley low. But somewhere up ahead, there's some living water. If you don't wanna go, I'm going anyway. I'm gonna pray if I pray by myself. I'm gonna stand if I have to stand alone. It'll be cheap at any price just to make it to glory. If you wanna go, I'm going anyway. I'm gonna pray if I pray by myself. I'm gonna stand if I have to stand alone. It'll be cheap at any price just to make it to glory. If you wanna go, I'm going anyway. Hallelujah. I was standing up there with these brothers the last couple of nights in the service and thinking what a privilege it was just to stand with them. And I just picked the ones out of the center aisle because they were easy to get a hold of. Praise God. And I told my wife coming down the road, I said, I hope nobody thinks that, you know, I was just getting folks that was easy to get to. Praise God. Because sometimes I'm climbing Jacob's ladder. And sometimes I'm in the valley. But somewhere up ahead, there's some living water. If you don't want to go, I'm going anyway. I'm gonna pray if I pray by myself. I'm gonna stand if I have to stand alone. It'll be cheap at any price just to make it to glory. If you wanna go, I'm going anyway. Praise God. Lift your hands and give the Lord a praise. Oh, He's worthy of it all. Glory to God. What a Redeemer. What a Savior. Praise the Lord. I appreciate the Lord, and I'm grateful to be in the house of God, and such a privilege again to be back in camp meeting and just to be in camp meeting and just a multiplied privilege to be behind the pulpit here. And I want you to know that just the gratefulness that's in my heart. I thank you so much for allowing us to be here and to be among these great men of God that have spoke already. Women of God that we've got to know, amen, through the years, and then in this meeting, praise God. And You know, I'm known for two things. Amen. One's breaking guitar strings, and the other's mispronunciation. Hallelujah. I'm good at that, ain't I, Brother Bobby? Praise God. And when I got something I got to preach to you that I don't know if I can say. Praise God. I mean, the Lord gave this to me, but I don't know if I can say it or not. Praise God. But I need to preach to you. If you'll turn with me, amen. Turn with me to Psalms chapter number 73. And while you're turning there, and I would like to read a poem to you, and it's by, amen, it's a poem, and I forgot to write the guy's name down, so it's by somebody, praise God. And it's called Carry On. It's easy to fight when everything's right and you're mad with the thrill and the glory. It's easy to cheer when victory's near and wallow in fields that are gory. It's a different song when everything's wrong and when you're feeling infernally mortal. When it's 10 against 1 and hope there is none, buckle up, little soldier in cordial. Carry on, carry on. There isn't much punch in your blow. You're glaring and staring and hitting out blind. You're muddy and bloody, but never you mind. Carry on, carry on. You haven't the ghost of a show. It looks like death, but while you have breath, carry on, my son, carry on. And so in the strife of the battle of life, it's easy to fight when you're winning. It's easy to slave and starve and be brave when the dawn of success is beginning. But the man who can meet despair and defeat with cheer, there's the man of God's choosing. The man who can fight to heaven's own height is a man who can fight when he's losing. You ever thought about that? A man that can fight while he's losing. Praise God. Carry on, carry on. Things were looming so black. But show that you haven't a cowardly streak. And though you're unlucky, you never are weak. Carry on, carry on. Brace up for another attack. It's looking mighty pale, but you never can tell. Carry on, old man, carry on. Praise God. I like the way the poet put those words in that poem in the first I don't know if it's a stanza, but the first thing that he addressed, he addressed, carry on, my son, carry on. And then in the last stanza, he addressed, carry on, old man, carry on. Praise God. So no matter where we are in this battlefield of life, amen, I feel like this poem, the poet there would be telling us, amen, to carry on. There's things beyond, amen, the place that we're at. And our brother preached so well last night about God meeting us with the things and the promises of God. And if you'll just carry on, God's got a work and a will for your life. Praise God. We appreciate you. Thank you so much for your offering. And I am a terrible guy to do this preliminary stuff, so let's just preach while you say. Praise God. And Psalms chapter number 73, and beginning in verse number 1. Verse number 1, I'd like to read verse 1 through verse number 3 and then skip down to verse number 17. Verse number 1, truly God is good to Israel, even to such as are of a clean heart. But as for me, my feet were almost gone. My steps had well nigh slipped, for I was envious at the foolish when I saw the prosperity of the wicked. And in verse 17, until I went into the sanctuary of God, then understood I their end. Praise God. Would you help me pray? Heavenly Father, we're grateful, Lord, for your precious word, God. We're grateful, Lord, for all that's gathered out in the service this morning. And Lord, we need your touch of heaven. I pray, God, that you would touch each one of us, Lord. Touch our souls, Lord, and draw us, Lord, into the presence, your presence, Lord, that you might be glorified, that you might be raised up, Lord. I pray, God, that you'd bless me to preach, Lord. You've given me this message, Lord, and I desperately need you to touch me, Lord. Touch my tongue, touch my body, Lord, touch my mind. God, make me an oracle of God that I might speak the things that need to be spoken. And I'll give you the praise and honor and glory, for it's in Jesus' precious name I pray. Amen. Praise God. Thank you for standing for the reading of God's word. Hallelujah. I want to preach to you about this, and I'm sure that if you've been in the house of God very long at all, you've heard this scripture, and you've heard it referred to many times, and where the psalmist here is looking about, And he's done one of the most cardinal sins of every Christian. Amen. And every Christian has been guilty of this cardinal sin. They've looked around about them. Amen. And judged themselves by others' prosperity. They've looked around at others' things and tried to judge others' things to find out if they were living a life that looks like it was blessed in and of itself. And the psalmist does this, and he is faithful to tell us the truth about his feelings. And it's worth going on down through this psalm, amen, to find out all the things that went on in the life of this man and how. And you'll find that many things that he's talking about here, you'll find them in your own life at some point or another. Amen. You saw all these things creeping up on you. I don't understand why they're so blessed, amen, when they're living like this. I don't understand why they have when I don't. Have. I don't understand why this is happening. Amen. When I'm trying my best to live for God, and you'll have those things that have come over your heart and your mind. Amen. And they will affect you. I can't tell you that there is an inoculation against that. I will tell you they will affect you. But I will tell you there is a cure. And the cure is in verse number 17. Amen. When the psalmist says, until I went into the sanctuary of God and then understood I their end. Praise God. When he walked into the sanctuary of God, there was such a profound change in this man's life that he began to see the things in the actual state that they were in. And he begins to enumerate those things in the psalm. And I'm not going to go there right now. Amen. But I want you to know that there was a great change in understanding that happened to this man. Amen. And this great change in understanding is what I want to preach to you about. Amen. This morning. When I was... trying and studying, amen, to get a message for this meeting. Amen. I began to sit there in the house and begin to pray. And I woke up early one morning and walked into my to the place where I study at. And I was there, and I began to beseech God for a message to preach. And when I did, amen, I felt like, amen, that God has spoke a word to me that I do not use. And I usually, you can tell by my stammering speech. Amen. I try to choose words that are easily formed for my mouth to speak. Amen. I have a little problem. Amen. And the problem is pretty profound sometimes. Amen. But I choose my words carefully that I might be able to speak plainly. Praise God. And this is not one of the words that I'll choose, Brother Massey. It wasn't in the dictionary of Eddie Godbey. Amen. Not even the revised version. Glory to God. I never had it. Amen. Never stuck it in there. Amen. But I was praying in that morning, and all of a sudden, amen, there at my place of prayer, amen, God spoke to me, and he said, I want you to preach on an epiphany. Hallelujah. An epiphany. Glory to God. And I'll tell you the truth, I'd heard some folks use that, amen, maybe a time or two, but I did not understand, amen, what the Lord was speaking to me about. Amen. Come on now, help me preach. It'll help you and help me both if you do. Glory to God. And there I was. Amen. Trying to figure out and grasp a hold of this word. Amen. That I didn't even know. You didn't say God can't do that. Oh, yes, he can. Oh, yes, he can. He can speak things to your knowledge that you didn't even know existed. Amen. And there in that prayer place, amen, I began to think about this word. And I tell you, I had to look it up in a dictionary. Amen. Because I didn't know what it was. Amen. And I looked it up in a dictionary. Amen. The dictionary says it is the anniversary of the coming of the wise men to Christ at Bethlehem. Praise God. Isn't that something? I didn't know that. And said it is a holiday. Amen. In a lot of churches. And they worship on a day called Epiphany. Hallelujah. I didn't know that. Did y'all know that? Amen. If you did, amen, God bless you. If you don't, then join in to God be. Hallelujah. Praise God. Well, there it was. Amen. Understanding something, amen, that I never understood before. And some of the churches in one place in Florida, amen, they have a festival of Epiphany, amen, but they're there, amen, they call it from the birth of Christ in the manger, amen, to his resurrection from the dead, and they call it the Epiphany. Hallelujah. Yeah, glory to God. Amen. The second meaning of this is to be, amen, to have a sudden realization. And intuitive leap of understanding, especially in the things related to God. Amen. The New Testament uses the word in its Greek form in 2 Timothy chapter number 1 and verse 10. Amen. When it's referring to the birth and the death and the resurrection of the Lord. And it says 2 Timothy 1 and 10, but it is now made manifest by the appearing of our Savior Jesus Christ, who have abolished death and have brought life and immortality to light through the gospel. Hallelujah. Oh, what an epiphany that is. Amen. When Jesus came and when Jesus died and when Jesus was resurrected and how it changed, amen, the future of mankind. Amen. It made manifest. That's the epiphany. It made manifest by the appearing of the Savior, our Savior Jesus Christ. How would you raise your hands and give the Lord a praise? Hallelujah. It would be that even in the Old Testament, in the book of Proverbs, that the writer there would say, as cold waters to a thirsty soul, so is good news from a far country. Praise God. I believe that is an epiphany. Hallelujah. Oh, help me preach just a minute. Glory to God. I've had some epiphanies in my life. I mean, just the sudden realizations of things. I pastored 15 years. Amen. Sister Tara was in my class when I taught school. Amen. Down at Brother Randy Webb's. She's a good girl. Amen. To Brother, what's his name? Got a hold of her. Hallelujah. Praise God. And her grandfather was a deacon in the first church that I pastored in. Amen. And I tell you, it was a blessing. And all those 15 years of pastoring, amen, I thought I was going to be a Shad McDonald. Hallelujah. And then I had an epiphany. Hallelujah. I knew it wasn't meant to be. Amen. Unfortunately, it was several years after the church had already had an epiphany. Glory to God. Yeah. Hallelujah. I realized a lot of things in life that I did not understand about or know about before. Amen. It had come to a sudden realization. Amen. I remember. Y'all help me preach now. It'll be better for you. Glory to God. The other day before I come to church, I was sick on Monday. Amen. I couldn't come to the house of God. Amen. But on Tuesday, I got up. Amen. I went out to the yard. Amen. I was drinking coffee. Please forgive me. Hallelujah. I was drinking coffee. Amen. Looking out the window. And I seen a snake in the yard. Praise God. I'm going to have to get back up here, I guess. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm going to leave this microphone up here and go back there. Hallelujah. Praise God. I'm a hillbilly. Can you all tell? I know I hide it well. Praise God. But there's a snake in the yard. Amen. And don't fall out with me. It was not a poisonous snake. Amen. But me and these snakes have got an agreement. They scare me to death and I beat them to death. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And so I went out to the yard. Amen. I had a 22. I'm preaching to you about an epiphany. When I was there, an old snake was sticking its head up there. It's called a blowing viper. We got them over in West Virginia. Amen. It puffs out and hisses at you and carries on crazy like. Amen. Scares me to death. Amen. I got a 22 Magnum and I laid and got me a good aim. Amen. On the side of the porch post. I've got an expert medal. Amen. Somewhere in the junk around the house, somewhere or another, where I shot expert in the United States Army. Amen. I thought for sure, amen, I just aimed at its head. I was just going to quickly shoot its head off and, you know, go about the business of getting ready for church. I shot a whole clip. Amen. I missed him every time. Hallelujah. I shot over him about a foot. I aimed under him about a foot and shot over him 2 foot. Hallelujah. I don't know what in the world. Amen. My Uncle Harrison lived up the holler for me. Amen. When I was growing up, my Uncle Harrison declared it was a gospel truth that you could not miss a snake with a rifle. He said a snake was so fast that it would strike at the bullet. Praise God. I had an epiphany. Hallelujah. It don't work that way. Amen. I got out and I started gathering rocks. That's the next thing a hillbilly does. He gathers rocks. I gathered all the rocks I could find, and I started trying to kill a snake with a rock. Amen. I missed. I shot high again. Hallelujah. And then I shot low again. And I shot high again. And I shot low again. And I finally hit it. Amen. I finally hit the thing enough to kill it. I went in. I was wringing wet. Praise God. And I had an epiphany. Amen. I need to be recertified as a hillbilly. Hallelujah. My certification has run out, glory to God. My pastor, this young lady over on the end over there, amen, Sister Valerie, amen, I had to teach them how to say sepulture. Praise God. They didn't know how to say that. Praise God. They tried and tried to make me say it sepulcher. Hallelujah. And I tried to teach them right. Praise God. Hallelujah. But I ain't got a deacon in the church. I'm trying to preach to you. I'm getting to the place I can. I'm just trying to relax enough that I can. Hallelujah. I was the preacher and a deacon in the church. His name is Joe Evie. Amen. He's a big old strong guy. Amen. But Joe used to tell a story, and I really liked that story. And he said that, and this is Eddie Godfrey's version of Joe's story. Praise God. Hallelujah. Because I don't remember it word for word. But he's kind of like this. He said, and when they got through with the tanks in World War II, they took the tracks off of them, and they put a compressor in them, and they called them a refrigerator. Hallelujah. And he said he had one in an upstairs apartment one time that went dead on him. And he decided that he was going to carry that refrigerator, amen, down off. And his help didn't show up. And so he decided he would just do it himself. And he got to the edge of that stairs. And he pulled that big old refrigerator up on his back. He said he was just strong enough, he thought, to carry that thing back, down through there. Amen. I tell you, it was in the S is what he was. But it wasn't strong. Hallelujah. It was another word in the S vocabulary. Amen. Along the stupid words. Hallelujah. Praise God. And he got that big thing hooked on his back. And he stepped off the edge of that. And he said, I had a sudden realization. I'm going to die. Hallelujah. And he said that thing rode him all the way down to the end of the stairs. I'm preaching to you. Amen. Some of you. Amen. You have your own life. And you live through your own things. And things have had to be shown to you sometimes in a harsh manner. Amen. But God would like to take you, amen, to the realm of an epiphany. He'd like to take you to a place, amen, that's not just a sudden realization of a fact of life. Amen. Not just some illogical leap, amen, of some sort or another. He'd like to take you to the place, amen, for God ordains a knowledge to be inserted into your life. God wants to be able to help you, amen, to make you, amen, better than what you were. Amen. Oh, wouldn't it be good, amen, to hear on June the 19th in the year 2014 that God would give you an epiphany. Amen. That you would write this day down. Amen. That you would pin it down upon the calendar. Amen. You could go back to it and show it to your children and show it to your grandchildren and say, this is a day that the Lord helped me. I've been there. Amen. Heaven has come down, and God has put in my heart something that was not there before. Hallelujah. Oh, glory. Glory, 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 glory. 1492, Columbus sailed the ocean blue. Amen. July the 4th, 1776, was a declaration of independence. September the 11th, 2001, was a terrorist attack on the Twin Towers. But how about June the 19th, 2014? Amen. Could you get to that place? Amen. Were you then understood? Amen. Could you get to that place where it is now made manifest by the appearing of our Savior Jesus Christ, who have abolished death and have brought life and immortality to light through the gospel. Amen. Oh, help me, Jesus. Lord God, there's four types of people in most services. There are those that are casual in their church attending. Amen. They come. They're a member of a church-going family. Amen. It's the thing to do. Amen. They come to see. They come to see what everybody's got on. Amen. They come to see who's singing what. Or, amen. Or such. Amen. And a next a type is a committed person who comes to the house of God. Amen. Wishing that God would do something for them. Amen. To bring them into closer fellowship with Him. Amen. The third type is those that are conflicted. They come with questions and they're needing answers and they're searching, amen, for the things of God. Amen. The fourth type is a casualty. Amen. Something in life has made them, amen, a walking casualty, a walking wounded. Amen. They've come here needing a healing and they're hurting. They've come here in sorrow and they're needing a change. And they've come here in sin and they're needing a Savior. Glory to the Lamb of God. And I want to tell you that God has an epiphany, amen, for every one of these categories. My God has a plan. Amen. You're not here by happenstance. Amen. You're not here just because a girl you like is here. Amen. You're not here just because a boy that you like is here. Amen. You're not here just because, amen, it's time to come. And it is an appointed time in your life by God. And God is going to run something by you. Amen. God is going to help me preach now. Amen. God is going to give you something. Amen. In this service. Amen. The service tonight. Amen. Not because I'm a preacher. Amen. But because He's God. Hallelujah. And because God does that. Amen. And God's got a plan for you. And would you listen to God's plan? Amen. Would you listen to His voice as He speaks? Amen. You see the other thing that happens in the day of Epiphany. Amen. That there must be a resolve. Amen. There must be, amen, something in the heart of someone, amen, that went before the epiphany can take place and run its fruitfulness. There must be a response on the part of those, amen, that God is speaking to. Would you raise your hands and give the Lord a praise? Hallelujah. There can be no epiphany without a response. Hallelujah. Hey, brothers, it's safe to walk down here. You can just turn me off if you need to. Praise God. One place in the Lord's ministry, He went down to a little pool called Bethesda. When He got down there to that pool called Bethesda, Brother Bobby, amen, the Bible said there was a man there had been there 38 years. 38 years. He walked over to that man. Amen. And he said, "Wilt thou be made whole?" Hallelujah. Glory to God. And there's getting ready to be an epiphany in this guy's life. Hallelujah. The appearance of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ upon the scene. Amen. Of his sickness and his sorrow. Amen. There he is. Amen. Talking to this man. Amen. And when he talks to him, he asked him that ridiculous question, "Will thou be made whole?" Amen. But he was wanting a response from this man. Amen. Oh, listen to me. Amen. God in this service. God in every service that I've been privileged to be in, and God's wooing and the Holy Ghost wooing has been here, and God has talked with us. And I'm preaching to you. Would you help me just a minute? If I can't do nothing but set you up for tonight's service, I'd like to set you up for tonight's service. Amen. In this place, amen, God has been wooing. Amen. But somewhere or another, somehow or another, amen, when He says, "Will you be made whole?" Amen. We'll say, "Wait till tonight's service. Wait till tomorrow's service. Wait till Friday night when everybody's here. Amen. Wait till the singing gets around to the song I like. Amen. Will you help me just a minute? I'll tell you, now God is wooing. Now God is moving. Now God is dealing. Are you listening? Amen. God respects. Amen. A response. He expects and He respects a response from the children of God. Hallelujah. Praise God. I seen this guy walk in and I thought, man, look at this dude. Praise God. Stand up here, son. Praise God. He's big enough to go bear hunting with a switch. not cut the switch till you see the bear. Hallelujah. I got to thinking about even all these young folk here. Amen. I studied this scripture out a little bit. And I had this Savior walking here. Amen. Among this guy that's been laying by this pool 38 years. Hallelujah. That's 5 years before the angels came to the shepherds on the hill. That's 5 years before the manger scene. He's been there a long time. Come on now, help me preach a minute. Hallelujah. I'll tell you something. Amen. God has reserved things for your generation that have not been touched by the will of God until you and your generation have arrived upon the scene. Are you ready for that epiphany? In Acts chapter 3, come on, stand up here, buddy. Acts chapter 3, amen, Peter and John going there to the hour of prayer, and there's this man there laying at the gate, praise God. Later on, we find out he's over 40 years old. And he saved that for your generation. Come on now, hit me preach. I saw them girls the other night when they got up to sing. Praise God. And I said, oh, praise God, we're going to have camp meeting now. I ain't never seen it on this wise before. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And how they're stepping out to grab hold of God. Amen. These three young men going to sing tomorrow, I reckon. Amen. Or sing today. I don't know. Where's the other net? Hallelujah. One of them disappeared. AWOL. Glory to God. Working. Hallelujah. Two of them. Praise God. Glory to God. Are you willing? Are you willing to move under the hand of God? Oh, help me, Jesus. Help me, Jesus. Help me, Jesus. Are you willing to let God take you beyond the place where you're living? You know, one man's definition of a standard that's gone to excess is anything that somebody lives is tighter than you live. Hallelujah. They go a little wild. Praise God. Oh, help me now. Preach. I'm trying my best. Hallelujah. Praise God. If y'all come to look and see what I've got on this year, you're privileged. Amen. I'm glad you're here. Amen. I got a dollar shirt we got at the Salvation Army. Praise God. And if you're going to, everybody wants to wear these shoes. I can see everybody having them. Amen. They got orthopedic wrote on the side of them. Hallelujah. What are you going to get from this service? You ever thought about it? Some folks spend more time in the line of McDonald's trying to figure out what they're going to get. Amen. From the... Oh, come on now, help me preach. Amen. Am I going to get a fillet of fish, or am I going to get a chicken club, or am I going to get a Big Mac? Amen. Or the Mac ribs when they finally get them around about Christmas again. Amen. Am I going to get a Mac rib? Hallelujah. I know a lot about McDonald's. I'm an evangelist. Hallelujah. Praise God. Glory to God. Amen. But there ought to be a lot of thought about this service. Amen. What are we going to squeeze? Amen. From the glory of God. Amen. When God comes down to meet us here in the sanctuary of the Almighty. Amen. When God God's presence, the omnipotent, the omniscient, amen, the almighty God, amen, hovers down upon us without regard to generation, without regard to color, amen, without regard, amen, to male or female. My God has come, amen, to give you something. My God has come to require of you something. My God has come, amen, to shine a light of His glory, amen, into your heart. Oh, would you praise God? Lift your hands to the Lord. Oh, God, help me. Oh, God, help me. Y'all have adopted me like family. Amen. You've adopted me like family. You love me like you want. I'm one of your children. Amen. I feel that. I never understood. Amen. I've questioned my wife. I say, honey, why in the world, amen, do they put up with me? Hallelujah. But I tell you what, I love you right back. Amen. I don't want to see you miss an opportunity. Amen. For the precious moving of the Holy Ghost. Amen. The water is indeed troubled. Amen. And there are many here that will put you in. Amen. There's some here that love you more, I believe, than you love your own self. Amen. God has come that He might give you help and He might give you glory. Would you be willing? Would you be willing to receive an epiphany of God? Hallelujah. My wife told me we was leaving the church, amen, and going down to a stop sign there on Vent Hill Road. Amen. My wife, all of a sudden, amen, she's not a talker at all. Amen. But sometimes she gets to reminiscing. Amen. We hadn't been married very long at all. Amen. And she got to that stoplight, or I believe it was a stoplight. Amen. And when we got there, Brother Paul, amen, she said it was here. Amen. That God told me that I was to let my hair grow long. Hallelujah. Woo! Glory to God. It was right here. Amen. The epiphany of God. Amen. Right here at the stoplight. Hallelujah. Yeah. Glory to the Lamb of God. I don't wonder what God's going to do. Amen. Right here in the house of God today. Amen. I wonder what he's dealing out from heaven right now. I wonder what he's trying to do. Amen. Right here among us. I wonder what type of glory, amen, he's willing to pour out. If we're willing to accept it, and we're willing to receive it, and we're willing to go for it, amen, to grasp after it, to love it, and desire it. Oh, glory to God. Would you lift your hands and praise him? Glory, hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, glory. I got in the United States Army. And I talked to my dad the other day. My dad said, from your time he's a little boy, Eddie, you always wanted to be a soldier. Amen. I thought about that when we singing that song last night. I've always wanted to be a soldier. Amen. He said, my time he's a little boy. Amen. You get sticks and you'd play army. Amen. You'd always say, Daddy, when I grow up, I'm going to be a soldier. Amen. And when I got 17, I joined, amen, the United States Army. Amen. I went in there and Drill Sergeant Powell met me. Amen. And told me, hated me. Amen. I believed him. Praise God, because all the things he tried to do to me. Amen. After a while, amen, he walked up to me and he said, God be, I'm going to make you a soldier. Hallelujah. Great God in heaven. That's what I wanted. That's the reason I was there. Amen. I went home. My home was at a barracks that time. Amen. With the rest of the platoon, 2nd platoon, Alpha 3-1. Hallelujah. Some things you never forget. Praise God. Hallelujah. I was Alpha 3-1, 2nd platoon. Amen. And when I went in the barracks that night, and the rest of the guys took a shower and went to bed. Amen. I did 100 sit-ups before I went to bed. I flipped over and done 100 push-ups. The rest of the guys said, you're crazy, man. Don't you get enough of it during the day? And I said, I want to be a soldier. Hallelujah. I want to be a soldier. Hallelujah. I flipped back over there every night, brother. I got up and, amen, did it again. I got to notice there's some more boys. Amen, got to doing it after me. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. They got to talking about how we were marching. And a bunch of us got together and said, we're going to practice when we don't have to. Hallelujah. Yeah, come on, help me preach. Amen. We got outside and we marched back and forth. Amen. At the end of that that cycle, Brother Mike Sipe, we were the honor platoon, and we bore the banner of the best. Hallelujah. And I became a soldier. How about you, dear friend? Amen. God has given you opportunity. Amen. Dragging you into the presence of God. And He wants to give you the glories of heaven. He wants to give you what Peter had. He wants to give you what Saul, who became Paul, had. He wants to give you what Barnabas, and the son of consolation. Oh, come on, church. Are you willing to go for it? Hallelujah. His old Jacob, amen, spent the night, amen, and had a dream about a ladder from heaven. Praise God. And when he woke up, he said, God's in this place and I knew it not. Hallelujah. Amen. But he didn't stop right there. Amen. He went and got some oil. Amen. He poured it out. Praise God. I believe. Did they call it Bethel? Hallelujah. Ah, glory, 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 glory. What are you going to do? Amen. Oh, come on. Help me preach. Amen. You know your name's all over the country. Amen. That's right. You know what they say about you? Amen. He said, don't matter where he's preaching or not. Amen. He's around that all. I'm praying for folks. How about you? Praise God. Is that what they say about you? Oh, come on now. I'm trying to preach to you. So glory to the Lamb of God. Amen. Would you like God, amen, to give you an epiphany? Oh, glory. Brother, give me a song, would you? Give me a song. They heard about church, Mark chapter 2. Somebody's having church down in the building. Amen. It was probably Peter's house. Amen. Simon Peter's house. He's having church in. Amen. He got down there, and the Bible says, amen, that the noise abroad that Jesus was in the house. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to the Lamb. Hallelujah. When he got there, amen, there's so many folk around by the door, around by the windows, there wasn't nobody, amen, able to get in to press on into the presence of God. Amen. But there were four people there. Amen. Four people that had a burden for something bigger than themselves. Amen. They had a friend who was sick of the palsy. Amen. They had a friend, amen, who wasn't able to get up and go like they were able to go. Y'all going to help me preach now, aren't you? Hallelujah. Praise God. I don't know which one of them had it. Amen. But one of them had an epiphany. Praise God. Ah, come on now. Let's go down and get him, and we'll carry him on into the house of God. Hallelujah. Oh, come on. Do they do that down in Alabama? Amen. Carry him places. Praise God. That's what they do up here in Virginia. We carried them here and carried them here. Amen. Ah, oh, come on. Help me preach a minute. But they carried them. Amen. You know, the Bible does not say if it was men or women. That were those four members. Amen. Y'all helping me preach now? It does not say. Amen. It says there was a man and that they carried there. But it doesn't say if the four were men or women. Praise God. But I guarantee you, if one of them, amen, if that was one of them, son, one of them was a mother. Hallelujah. And that mother had a hold of that thing. Amen. And she grabbed that. Amen. When they said we can't get in. Amen. She said, then let's go up. Hallelujah. Yeah. Glory to God. If we can't get in, let's go up. Praise God. And they went on up to the top. Amen. Oh, come on now. Amen. It might have been a little rocky road by now. Amen. And we ain't hit much. Amen. I know my preaching is pretty pitiful. Amen. We ain't hit much by now. Amen. But if you can't get in, let's go up. Hallelujah. Let's go on up. Let's grab a little higher. Let's go a little farther. Let's get a hold of heaven. And let's let heaven get a hold of us. Amen. God's got something for you. God's got a work for you. God's got a will for you. God's got a purpose for you. God's got a work for you. He's waiting on you. Are you willing? Are you willing? Would you stand to your feet? Let's worship God together. Hallelujah. Oh, help me pray. Heavenly Father, I've done my best. I appreciate it, Lord. Thank you for helping me. I appreciate it, God. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Lamb of God. We welcome you. We adore you. Sweet Holy Ghost. We welcome you. Oh, run over this service. Oh, God, run over this service. Like a rushing mighty wind, Lord. Oh, breathe upon us. Breathe upon us, dear God. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. I want something. I'm wanting something from this service. My brother made me hungry last night. Talking about God still in the business. Woo! I'm wanting something from this service. How about you? You come a-wanting some. Come got your bandages all wrapped around your head. And the blood has followed you all the way down to the place you've been sitting. And you come and you said, oh God. God, maybe this is a service. Maybe this is the one, God. Hallelujah. Will thou be made whole? Will thou be made whole? Maybe God just waiting on a response. Maybe God just waiting on you. She came behind the crowd. She had to press through. She was bowed over. She was so bowed over. She was broke in body. She's broke in the bank account. She's broke in her spirit. But she reached out. Hallelujah. Grasping. Reach on out. Reach on out. God's got it. God's got it. Oh, heal me, Lord. Heal me, Lord. Just a touch and just an epiphany. Oh, go ahead, sister. I'm amazed at how you pulled yourself this far. I'm amazed at how much strength it took to bring you to this point. I'm amazed how far you've got so far. My God is calling you closer. Dear young folk, God is calling you closer. If you feel like coming to the altar, would you come now? Amen. All over the building. My God is calling you closer. Past that place where you've been before. Oh, past that. Oh, you feel like you're in a rut. God's come. God's come with a lifting power. He's going to lift you up out of there. God's going to set your feet on some new ground. Oh, glory, 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 glory.
Hallelujah.
Do you trust Him? Do you trust Him?
Amen.
Do you trust Him?
Here.
Can you fall in His arms?
Home.
you fall in his arms.
I will bless his name again. He is here.
Oh, and lighten our eyes, Lord.
Hear him give us a little honey, Lord,
to lighten our eyes. Call somebody, Lord, to work. Call them to the field, Lord. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus.
Of the Holy Spirit.
Oh, glory, 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 glory.
Resting on you.
God, have you brought that need and laid it out before him? Have you stretched it out before the God of glory and say, listen, Lord, here it is.